For people in addiction recovery, the holidays can be an especially challenging time. And this year with the COVID pandemic, isolation, unemployment, and ill health for a lot of people, certainly these are all weighing down very hard. Daniel Gillette is the Columbia Region Provider Leader for Ideal Option. Welcome, Daniel.
Thank you so much for having me.
First, tell us a little bit about what Ideal Option is and some of the services you offer.
Yeah, absolutely. So Ideal Option, we have about 75 outpatient addiction medicine clinics throughout 10 states in the United States. And we offer low-barrier medication-assisted treatment for a number of substance use disorders, primarily opiate use disorder, stimulant use disorder, alcohol use disorder, and also tobacco use disorder.
And here in the Pacific Northwest, where are you located?
So we're spread throughout the Pacific Northwest. We have a number of clinics in Washington. We have 5 clinics in Oregon as well, and then we're also in the Montana and Idaho region. But Washington is where our clinic was founded, and that's where we have the majority of our clinics.
How about in Portland? Do you have clinics in Portland?
We have a clinic located in Hillsboro, Oregon, and we also have 2 clinics just over the state line in Vancouver, Washington.
Okay, so a fair number of your patients are in the Portland area, Portland metro area.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the special dangers of relapse during the holidays?
Yeah, that's a really great question and one we're seeing a lot in our clinical work. And I think it deserves a little bit of background to really understand why the holidays present such a challenge to those in recovery. Addiction is a very complex disease process, and I think a little background provides good context. Substance use disorder, it's a chronic medical disease, which results from a really complex interplay of behavior, environmental, and biology. Unfortunately, the manifestations of substance use disorder are much more devastating than other chronic diseases like high blood pressure or diabetes, and it's typically characterized by compulsory substance use despite behavior that's self-destructive and can really negatively impact relationships with friends and family. So another piece when we're looking at the holidays in relation to recovery, it's really important to understand that chronic substance use results in measurable changes in multiple areas of the brain, including those areas involved in reward processing, impulse control, stress response. And those changes are what make affected individuals particularly sensitive to acute stressors in their environment, which can result in cravings and can precipitate a return to use. So the reason I give that background, the holidays can be stressful for anyone. They represent a particularly challenging time for individuals with a history of substance use disorder to maintain stable recovery because of that the changes that occur in their stress response. We have the data that supports from the CDC that supports that alcohol and drug-related deaths spike in December and January. So whether it's emotional stress from family conflict, financial strain, loneliness, grief, these tend to be magnified by the holidays and can contribute to increased cravings that may result in relapse because of those changes in the brain chemistry we see in folks with a history of opiate use disorder or any substance use disorder for that matter.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the signs for family members to watch out for then?
I think looking at primarily changes in emotion and behavior, I think those are the primary indicators that someone in recovery may be struggling and may be at risk for return to use. So looking for things like self-isolation, avoidance of the recovery support system. You also want to be on the lookout for negative emotional changes. That can include things like depressed mood, increased anxiety, anger. I would also look for any sudden behavioral changes, major deviations from routine, whether that individual starts missing work, erratic sleeping, or eating habits as well. And one last thing to look for is an individual starting to romanticize prior drug use and express discontent or discomfort with their current recovery. Those are all indicators that a patient may be at higher risk for return to use.
Yeah, it's going to be harder to keep track of that kind of stuff now, though, because we are all in isolation, right?
Absolutely. And I think that's a great point. The COVID pandemic has added an entire another layer of difficulty for individuals with substance use disorder, particularly those in early recovery who may require more treatment resources and may rely more heavily on their support system. And COVID has limited access to really critical recovery resources like residential treatment. And it's also disrupted important recovery activities like 12-step meetings and intensive outpatient program classes, both of which are really important to allow folks with substance use disorder to feel connected to their recovery support.
So normally, do you see like a spike in people wanting to get some help during the holidays at your clinics?
I think so. And again, each individual's recovery journey is different, but I do think there's a sense that the holidays can, in some cases, represent an opportunity for change in heading into the new year by making efforts to stabilize in the recovery. But you know, on the same token, we also see a lot of individuals who have been very stable in the recovery start to struggle with things like increased cravings, using dreams, and these are a result of some of those stressors and the stress response we talked about. But yeah, certainly make no mistake, the holidays are an extraordinarily challenging time for those in recovery on the whole.
What advice would you give to people who are having these struggles right now?
Yeah, so I think it's really important to go back to the basics of successful recovery during the holidays. It really comes down to maintaining a structured, supportive recovery environment. So the best advice I could give would be to be aware of and avoid the people, places, and things that are associated with prior substance use. We know that these are very potent environmental cues and triggers for individuals with a history of substance use disorder and can certainly precipitate return to use. I think it's important to maintain structure and healthy routines, whether that's exercising regularly, eating well, sleeping well. Despite some of the challenges presented by COVID, I think it's really critical to continue reaching out to the support networks, whether that's participating in 12-step meetings, connecting with a sponsor, or just relying on folks in your life who are supportive of your recovery. I also recommend pursuing some sort of counseling support, whether it's mental health counseling, chemical dependency counseling, or in certain cases, grief counseling. If individuals don't have access to those types of support, I recommend journaling. It can help process anxiety and work through some of the complex emotions that arise during the holidays. And also planning ahead. You know, oftentimes holidays mean holiday parties, and sometimes that can expose folks in recovery to the people, places, and things that they have historically associated with using. So I think it's really important to have an escape plan. If at any point they begin to feel uncomfortable, whether it's from the stressful environment or stressful interactions with family, having that escape plan can be really important.
Okay, tell me, what do you mean by an escape plan?
Sure. So if you're in a situation where you're being exposed to environmental cues or triggers, these can cause increased cravings. And it's really important to make sure that individual gets out of that environment and is able to connect with someone in their support before that craving escalates to a point where it can precipitate a return to use.
I think a lot of people, not only are they isolated, but they're probably ashamed maybe in the situation of addiction, and yet it affects so many people. So what would your message be about that, about not being ashamed of trying to get some help?
Yeah. So I think addiction is still very misunderstood. And one of the main challenges which makes dealing with addiction so difficult is that a lot of the manifestations of the disease are antisocial behavior, lying, stealing. And I know that these are driven by the changes in the brain chemistry from addiction. But it can be very challenging as a family member or a friend of someone in addiction to be sympathetic or to be empathetic with that individual, what they're going through. So I think just reminding ourselves that this is a very complex brain disease. This is a chronic disease. It's not a reflection of someone's willpower or moral failing or personality. It's a brain chemistry disease. And I think having that understanding can help friends and family members and patients themselves reframe how they approach their addiction and hopefully lower some of the barriers to making sure that patient has really good support at home and also has access to treatment through clinics like ours.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add about this topic?
I just appreciate your willingness to shine some light on this really challenging disease and this particularly challenging time for folks who are struggling with substance use disorder. And my hope is that if we have more education and more opportunities to talk about addiction, we can help decrease some of the stigma and allow folks to feel more comfortable reaching out to those in the community and reaching out to support to help them get healthy.
And that was Daniel Gullett, the Columbia Region Provider Leader for Ideal Option. I am Annette Newell.